This is Ultima Context, a podcast made by Ultima Festival of Contemporary Music in Oslo. A series of talks and sound portraits taking you deeper into the music.
I'm Rob Young, and I feel like I should have brought some red thread with me today, because we're being led down into a labyrinth of corridors underneath the Norwegian Music Academy in Oslo. Our guide is Jennifer Torrance, a member of the percussion group Penguins. They've been regulars at the Ultima Festival over the years, and this year they're performing a piece for 100 cymbals by the Japanese composer Ryoji Ikeda. Ikeda became known in the 90s for his extreme, minimalist, digital, electronic music, with titles like Plus Minus, Zero Degrees, Dataplex, and Time and Space. These used frequencies and tones that approached the limits of human hearing, and he seemed to be interested in exploring the micro details of tones and how they could evolve with small changes over time. Now he has started composing music for acoustic instruments and objects, and this piece, 100 Cymbals, is a new example of that. At the Ultima Festival this year, Jennifer will be playing it along with 9 other musicians. Jennifer's agreed to give us a taste of it, so she's set up 4 different cymbals in this practice room deep in the bowels of Oslo.
It's only 3 techniques, so it's also, it's okay. Not much, it's just very soft, everything is trying to get the pitch, so it's like the sine tone, wanting purity but with a totally impure object.
So can you just describe the piece, like describe for example what are the audience going to see when they walk into the auditorium? What does it look like, and on from that, what is the sort of structure of the piece?
So the audience will see a stage with 100 individual cymbals set up on their own stand each. So it's a 10 by 10 grid of cymbals, which I do think relates to his pixel kind of image that can come up with some of his projection pieces. And there will be 10 musicians, percussionists, who throughout the piece are in different kinds of formations inside of this 10 by 10 grid. And we will move very, very slowly through the setup of cymbals. It's a kind of landscape of cymbals that we will be traveling through. And as we travel, we will be playing different individual cymbals. And through this 35, 40 minute work, you will hear how incredibly unique every single object is, even though there's an image of sameness.
How aware were you of his very digital, minimal work before? And how does this piece sort of evolve out of that, do you think, in his kind of, in his own evolution?
I actually became aware of his music through this piece. And there's an ensemble in Switzerland called Eclecto, that it's a percussion collective. And Alexander Babel, who's also coming to Oslo to help us learn the piece, and he'll direct it. He commissioned this piece and a whole body of percussion works from Ryoji. One is for triangles, and then for crotales and body percussion, and now a piece for basketballs on bouncing on the stage. So it was actually through that ensemble's work that I became aware of Ryoji's work, and then started to dig, well, who is this person? And then through that digging, realizing how maybe surprising these pieces would be for a Ryoji fan, in the fact that it's totally acoustic. I think that's what's interesting. If you learn about his work through this music, it takes some thought to figure out how it relates, but it's, you quickly find that he works with purity of sound and perception, the limits of perception that a human body can experience. And this work, it takes a very simple, it seems, object, which is a symbol, but then he multiplies it by 100. And all of the sound is very, very soft, actually. So he's looking for, in a way, the purity, the pure tone in the symbol, because every symbol has a pitch that's at its core. And then the louder it gets, the more noisy it becomes. But most of the material is in this, almost looking for a kind of sine tone inside of this symbol, which I think relates very much to his pieces with sine tones, for instance, and making these really ambient spaces.
Is it very tightly mapped out in terms of the movements that you make? And is there something mathematical about the arrangement of maybe of the way you have to move and so on?
It's extremely mapped out and very mathematical. The score is, it looks kind of impenetrable. It's a grid map with each symbol, all 100 symbols, on a piece of paper. And then he has marked where every single person is, not only which symbol they are playing, but at what angle they are playing in relation to the audience. So sometimes the performers have their back to each other, sometimes they're facing the audience, but very rarely. And there's a whole system of time, is a timeline where you have 30 seconds to activate this symbol, and then you need to move to the next symbol. We'll be there for 2 minutes, but you move at the exact same time as player seven. This sort of choreography, very, very slow motion, very calculated, very precise notation.
And how do you follow the clock to get those movements synchronized?
That's a good question that we need to discover when we are in the space, because as of yet we haven't had the chance to be in 100 symbols and to feel how big that space is or how small that space is. And the question is, do you count seconds or do you find a unified feeling for each material? Because basically the piece has three parts and each part has a different formation of the performers. So it starts, we're in an X, and then over 8 minutes or so, we're moving in the whole space from an X into a line. And this movement will have its own timing. It's a question for us. Do we count or do we just feel this timing as a group, as an organism?
It sounds like quite a challenge to, on the one hand, that sounds like you could really kind of get into almost like a sort of trance state with these sounds. At the same time, you have to be really alert to all the changes in the piece. So that sounds like it's going to be quite a challenge as a performer.
Yes, I agree. And I think also this awareness of others is quite unique, that you have 10 percussionists spread across a whole space and each with their own trajectory, and then suddenly somebody's playing right behind you. And how does that change how you hear your own cymbal? And then they leave and you're still there. I think we're lucky to be in this installation landscape also.
Is this going to be an exhausting experience, do you think?
I think it does have elements of exhaustion in terms of needing to have this concentration and sensitivity to the instrument all the time, and that as we move through to the new symbols, the next symbol has a different quality. Like maybe you heard now that some are thicker, some are thinner, some speak fast, some speak slow, and all of this needs the sensitivity in your hands and in your ears. I do think this will be quite demanding.
What do you think it will be the overall effect of listening to this piece from the outside? What do you imagine the impression might be for the listener?
I think the overall impression will be a feeling of the richness of this seemingly simple object and the simplicity of the space. I think there will be a real richness. I have one thing I wanted to add. One thing that's interesting, if you're already familiar with Ryoji's work, is that you might be surprised by how concert-like the situation is. And this was something he actually intended. He wants us to wear normal New Music black clothing, and the light is just a white concert light, like if you're going to an orchestra. There's none of this black and white, highly pixelated mapping of light, nothing like this. So this is also a unique situation if you go expecting for a kind of Ryoji in your face. Almost some of his work can be brutal. I don't think you will find that here. It's something else.
Ultima Context is a podcast from Ultima Festival of Contemporary Music in Oslo, Norway. The presenter was Rob Young. Original music by Christina Sjergesen. The producer was Regina Dersen Christoffersen at Filt Oslo. For more information on what we do, visit ultima.no.